So in the meantime, let's just take a few deep breaths. Just take a few nice, deep breaths. And just let those shoulders relax. Let your muscles in your face relax. Let the jaw relax. Wonderful. So welcome to the call. You know, we were actually inspired to do this one, especially because I was having a chat with David Wolfe a while back. And while I was chatting to him, he was sharing that one of the biggest, he said actually the biggest problem people have when they ask, come to him the questions is low energy. So David Wolfe, of course, a lot of people know him with the Raw Foods, Raw Food Guru, as he's become to be known. And the number one thing is, what am I going to do to get my energy back? And we had a good chat about this, and what we're going to share with you on the call is pretty much the same thing we had in that conversation, but a bit deeper. And it isn't food. That's the funny thing. The thing that is stopping us having energy isn't actually food. It's something else. And so we're going to be talking about that. So congratulations for being here. We're so excited that you decided to show up and be here and take the time to dig deep and uncover whatever's going on with you so that you can have more natural energy in your life. You know you're in the right place if you want to stop feeling tired and wasted and get back so much energy that you won't even know what to do with it. And this call is for you if you sometimes wake up tired, or if you feel stressed, or if you can't concentrate and focus, if you go home and you're wasted and want to crash out, if you never seem to have the ready to get up and go to make things happen, or if you just feel, you know, a lack of inspiration and no real excitement, then you're definitely in the right place. So this call tonight is called Releasing the Brakes to Skyrocket Your Energy, How to Overcome Tiredness and Stress and Experience More Energy Now. So Josh, anything you want to share about this quickly?
Well, I'm excited to be here on the call, Michael. I think this is a wonderful topic. I think more of us can, you know, really get out of the funk of energy drains and feeling like, you know, we're walking around with bags on our shoulders, you know, and just really experience that energy of inspiration, right, which is just, it's radiational energy. So I'm just really stoked to be here, Michael, just to share some of these things, some of the things that you and I have picked up along the way, and share with all the people on this call. You know, some things I would like to just mention to everyone on this call is, like every call that Michael and I have done so far, you know, each of these calls are very targeted, focused coaching calls. And because they're coaching calls, we are going to be doing exercises. We're going to be encouraging you and inviting you to participate as much as you possibly can and to not hold off, right, any of these exercises that we're going to be sharing with you tonight for later, but to do them now as best as you possibly can. You're going to get so much more out of it if you follow along during this call. So we want to encourage you to have a piece of paper and pen handy and take any notes that come up at you while Michael and I are just kind of just flowing with our flow, sharing some of the things that come up through this call that we've got prepared for you. And just write anything that comes up. Write it down. Take a note. Put a star, you know, after the end of the call, you know, just a quick little suggestion here is to put a star on anything that you feel like, yeah, you know, I'm going to take this, I'm going to run with it, and so on and so forth. You know, and then, you know, Michael and I talk a lot about this particular thing and how powerful it is to actually be the one in your life who wakes up to the realization that most of the things that create change in your life are based on what you implement in your life, right? So, you know, we want to encourage you to implement anything and everything we share with you on this call, anything really that just resonates with you, but definitely the power of implementation. You know, I remember hearing this from man, I think, Michael, you talked about this the other night as well, Evan Pagan, who quotes a study, actually, that was done on, I believe, a firm or some kind of business where they were finding, well, you know, there's top performers here, which are like the top 1 to 2% of the people that are bringing in most of the income for this company. And it seems to be like a very common thing in a lot of different environments. You know, there's a few people that make things happen. And what is the key thing that makes these people have in common that allows them to create so much, that allows them to be, you know, far ahead of the game compared to a lot of other people? And what they found was that these people had the speed of implementation down. And the speed of implementation basically is the space between when you hear something and when you actually put it into practice. And so these people, whether they had a perfect instruction or not, they got an idea and they went for it. And so we want to just encourage you with that kind of attitude to just take some of the things that we share with you, implement it as best as you can, and it'll work wonders in your life. Because that's really what this is all about. It's what you actually put into practice, what you embody, more so than just ideas.
Yeah. So I'd like to actually go one step further than that as well. And I'd like for anyone who's here right now live, because we know you're here, we can see the numbers, that you put your hand on your heart and you just promise yourself that you're going to do one thing, whatever resonates with you, whatever touches your heart tonight, do that one thing in tomorrow, you know, or if you can do it today, then great. Just you commit to yourself, because that's where the magic happens. So hand on your heart and say, I am going to do one thing. Big smile and mean it, you know. That's where the magic happens. All right, because we're here for change. We're here for transformation. We're here for success. So it's when we do it that the things actually happen. So that being said, there's three reasons to stick around to the end of the call. Now, you're going to understand the number one reason for low energy and stress. And once you know this, you'll be able to stop the invisible drains to your energy. And also, at the end of the call, for those who want to delve deep and really learn how to understand a number of powerful methods, which we won't be sharing in the call, but that we are going to be sharing later on, if you want to understand what those things are and go a bit deeper in this process, then at the end we're going to share more about that. And just understand that whatever you do on the call, like Josh was saying right now, if you go through this whole thing and you actually put this stuff into practice, then you're going to start seeing noticeable differences, even at the end of the call. So in this call, you will learn how to stop feeling tired and wasted and get back so much energy you won't know what to do with it. You're also going to learn how to saturate your cells with radiant energy and how to wake up in the morning with bountiful energy, a smile on your face, and excited to get up and take on the world. So, yeah, I mean, I'm stoked about it. And,
yeah, I'm stoked.
This is a great thing. And you know, like we were saying, sharing at the beginning, that, you know, David Wolf gets this question said to him again and again and again, what can I do about this low energy? And it isn't food. It isn't food that makes the difference. It has some effect, but not the entire thing. And also, if you have any questions for us, just put them in the Q&A. If you're watching this on the webcast, there's a little box that says questions. And if we have a chance to answer your questions, then we'll do that as well. So, Joshua, what is the problem? What is it that a lot of people are facing? Why are they got low energy? What is this? What's going on here?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it, you know, there is, like you said, I mean, this I think is very important to affirm, I suppose, or confirm that definitely your lifestyle, what you put into your body, all of these things affect your energy levels, absolutely. And if you change some of those things, it will make a difference for you. However, if you don't look at these other areas that we're going to be talking about tonight, you're not going to have as much energy as you'd like, and you might even still go through certain energy lulls, you know, the 3 p.m. Little low that most people get. I mean, just different points in your day where you just don't really feel that level of inspiration, right? And so if that's the case, let's just say that you are doing all the wonderful, you know, live food practices, maybe eating superfoods in your day, you're getting all the nutrients you need in your day, you're drinking plenty of water and all of that, but you still don't feel energetic. You still don't have that level of inspiration and enthusiasm flowing through your body. A lot of times these things are caused by stressors in life. And those stressors in life, these energy drains, right, they get you in this place in your mind where you feel aimless, you can't really concentrate, right? The level of focus in your life is low. You know, there's all sorts of things that start to come up when you have these energy drainers. And that's a big part of this because, you know, like we're going to be talking about in a moment, you know, we live in a vibrational universe, right? I mean, everything, this is old news, right? It's old news that everything is made up of energy, right? Everything is made up of energy. You are 99.9999999% energy. So for you to not feel energy, right, or energized, it doesn't make any sense, right? You are energy, so how could that possibly happen? So, you know, the biggest problem, like what we're going to be sharing with you and how to start gaining control over this are energy drainers. What's actually draining your energy from your day so that you don't feel that concentrated, you don't feel, you know, like you can wake up and be totally stoked about the day, you know, and have that level of excitement, you know, and maybe even feel wasted or you just want to lay down a lot, right? So that's kind of, you know, that's some of the things that we're going to be sharing with you tonight. Again, it's just to gain control over the things that are actually draining your energy because you have plenty of energy, right? You are energy.
Yeah.
So it's more of learning how to... Oh, go ahead, Michael.
It's really fascinating, isn't it? Because... like the whole of the release and the break system and the processes that we've been sharing so far, you're already a beautiful being, you're already full of love, you already have plenty of bliss and peace and success and everything and all good feelings and bliss chemicals, everything's kind of just there, but it's the blocks, it's the draining things, it's the breaks, it's the burdens that we carry around with us that are the problem. And it's so important to understand this. There's nothing wrong with you at all. You're actually really powerful. You're designed for joy, designed for success. It's all that crap that's stuck on there from other places that is actually the problem. So we're just, all this stuff we're talking about is just let it go, clean it off, and then what you're left with is a shining, beaming being, which is what you are right now.
Exactly.
So, so we're just going to share...
Yeah.
A little...
Oh, sorry, Michael, go ahead.
No, you go for it, Brian.
Oh, I just wanted to say something really quick to everyone, you know, especially if you're on the webcast. I just wanted to repeat that if you have any questions, if anything comes up, you know, there's a little section on the webcast there on the screen where you can put in a question or any comments as well. We love reading your comments. So anything that comes up, feel free to just type that in there, and we're good to go. So I just wanted to throw that little plug in there.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you because this is, after all, a two-way experience. We know you're there. We can feel you, and we'd love to hear what you're going through and any questions you have. So let's get started just by sharing a couple of stories, how Josh and myself have gone through this process ourselves, what we've learned along the way. So for myself, I used to feel when I was a teenager that I had nothing to do. What am I going to do? I remember my parents complaining to me that all I used to do was complain, saying there's nothing to do. You know, the people I hung around with, there seemed to be not much to do apart from, you know, get drunk and smoke weed and live that kind of lifestyle. And that was basically all I could think of, you know. And totally uninspired and really just wasting my time completely. And, you know, and I, consequently, I didn't have much energy. You know, I wasn't that inspired. I sometimes was in, we had a band, used to play a lot of music. So when I had to smoke some cannabis, all of a sudden I was inspired to make all this music. And then I wasn't at all inspired. And then when I listened the next day, it wasn't any good anyway. So I'm sure if anyone's gone through that, you know what I'm talking about. So that whole thing of not knowing what to do, what's going on and all that, it was draining for me, and I really was not inspired and feeling quite wasted a lot of the time. And I've shared this before in different contexts, but basically I had what you could call an awakening moment or a vision, and I decided to stop doing all these drugs and stop smoking everything and just cut everything out and just have a really clean lifestyle. And really going to meditation and letting go and tapping into my human potential. And at that point, all of a sudden, I had a mission in life, and I had a purpose, and I had clarity. And that was an amazing turning point where all of my power seemed to just emerge that had been suppressed. And I was at college, and my teachers were saying, wow, your quality of your work has just shot up all of a sudden. What's going on? And everything was just on a totally different level. Within weeks, literally. I mean, it might have even been within days. So once I had a purpose, once I started to follow my dharma and start living my reason for being here, actually doing what I loved with my time, then my energy increased massively. And then I wasn't slack. I didn't, you know, feel like I needed to waste my time. I was very clear what is going on. And that was huge. And so now this is about 13, 14 years later since that happened. I feel, you know, wonderful when I wake up. Most of my time I'm very, very fresh. And I'm aware of the fact that, you know, I know what I need to do to keep my energy good and to be inspired. And if I don't do it, then I really feel this energy drain coming over me and I feel totally wiped. So I've kind of got a mechanism in me that I can tell whether I'm on track or off track based on how tired I am, you know? And we're going to be sharing some of these things with you so that you can get that energy back, keep that energy, and you can also know when things are going off, when you start drifting, and you can learn how to turn it around and bring it back before it's too late, you know, and you end up trashed and then, you know, barely able to do anything. So I've really found that it's once I discovered my mission, once I came into my power, my integrity with myself and why I'm alive, that's when everything clicked. And I have loads of energy and I love my life, you know. Love to dance, love to do cool things, love to spend time in nature, love to swim. It's excellent. So, yeah, I remember one of my friend's parents telling me if Michael was any more laid back, he would be horizontal, you know. I remember just that's how I was perceived by people. I'm still pretty chilled out, but I have the power to get on with things now, and it's a choice. Whereas previously, I was totally unable to really do anything. So that's my story, and it's all about living my dharma, living my purpose, being in touch with the essence of life. So what about you, Joshua?
Well, my friend, you know, it's amazing how similar these things are, and I'm sure that, you know, with your conversation with David, it was very much along this line, you know, that we're sharing tonight. You know, it's, you know, for a time, I know for myself and in my life, there was a time where I was very, very low energy. I mean, I was just, I actually was horizontal for quite a bit of time. I just felt really aimless for some time. I just had no real focus on anything. You know, I mean, I was having fun. I mean, I was doing things in my life. I was doing okay, but I didn't really have that much energy. And I kept on feeling tired throughout the day, like I just wanted to, I'll just watch a movie, or maybe I'll just, you know, sit and read, or just do very sedentary kind of things. And, you know, for me it was very similar in the sense that, you know, when I started to look into, okay, well, obviously, you know, I'm feeling like I'm here to do more, than just sit around and simply just study all day or do these other things that are just, I mean, they're wonderful. I still do that today. I love researching and studying things, but there was just, I didn't feel that level of inspiration that I felt before. You know, when you're a young kid, you just, your energy go, go, go all the time, right? We all remember that to a certain degree. And so I looked into it. I looked into, well, how do you increase energy, right? Quote unquote, increase energy. And, you know, almost everything that I found was around food. It was around lifestyle. And sure, I implemented those things. It made huge differences, right? I mean, you start eating some, not everyone can do it, of course, because we're all bio individuals. But, you know, for me, once I started to add in certain live foods and started to eat more enzyme-rich foods and some of these superfoods like cacao and goji berries and all those wonderful things, it really made a huge difference for me. But still, like, there was that sense of, you know, it's almost like when you have energy coming into your body, when you start feeling more energized and there's really nowhere to channel that energy, it's like it dissipates all in one big boom, right? And you're left there just kind of wondering, well, okay, so what am I going to do? You know, like, well, just kind of what, like you were saying, a very, very good description, like what to do, you know, what should I do? Mm-hmm. Very uneasy, almost slightly kind of anxious feeling, you know, it's like, well, I don't know what to do. So what happened is that, you know, I started to look deeper into this vision work, mission work, purpose work. And the deeper I went into, like, getting basically my hands dirty and going deep inside of me and really asking myself those questions, you know, well, what am I here to do? What do I want to do with my life, right? What is it that I would love to create and experience, you know, and just going deep and deep into that whole process. And refining it, refining this vision, refining this mission. And once I got something that just deeply inspired me, where I felt that my soul just felt like there was a resonance that seemed to create a music every time I tuned into this vision, all of a sudden I started to add things in my day that were aligned with my vision, that were aligned with my mission, and I just found myself having more energy. I started getting up earlier. I started to have this sense of just massive enthusiasm every single day. And people noticed, I mean, everybody that I knew noticed, they were just saying, what are you doing? I mean, is it just the food? What's the deal? Can I get some of that? Mm-hmm. Well, actually, that wasn't quite the thing that made the difference, right? A big part of it was just tuning into some of the things that we're going to be sharing with you tonight. And a big part of that is having that sense of direction, right? That for me was really that vision. And this vision that I still am tuned into today that just you know, basically pulls me in a direction where it doesn't feel like I have to push or try to make things happen. It just pulls me. And so, you know, I in my commitment to that, you know, there's just so much, an abundance of energy that keeps me going to make some of these things a reality, right, a tangible reality. Now, I know some of the things that we're going to be sharing with you, I know that they work because I have also helped other people in my own practice, in my coaching practice, to implement some of the things that we're going to do tonight. And just quickly, so quickly, things start to shift. They start feeling more inspired. They start feeling more enthusiastic to keep creating and sharing and just tuning into their own vision and purpose on this planet. And that's been my experience. And I just know it works. It's worked with way too many people to second guess what's really going on here. So yeah, bro, that's kind of my story. That's really the main thing that I've found, very much in line with what you experienced as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're all basically the same in many ways. We're all human beings, aren't we? You know, and we're all designed for success. So there's certain laws of life, and once we're aligned with them, everything is great, you know, and if we're out of alignment, then that's where all these problems come. So yeah, all we're about is just getting aligned with things the way they actually are, rather than living in a disharmonious way. So like we were saying earlier, let's just get right into this now. First of all, understanding you are energy. You're an energy being, you know. You're a spiritual being, which is energy, and the body as well is an energy being. So you've just got energy and energy and energy. So the spiritual energy is moving around the physical energy. And most of the physical body, as we know from science, is 99.99999% space, ultimately, when you get down to it. So it's nearly all space. It's subtle energy. So that's why, you know, you can eat the superfoods and the raw foods and the wheatgrass and everything else, but and the mushrooms and everything. But if you don't get the spiritual energy right, and if you don't get the kind of the vibrations and the loving yourself and all that stuff correct, then that subtle energy, which is most of what you're made of, is going to still feel stuck. So it's really important to get that energy, that subtle energy, in a way, just to, not to get it anyway, but just to remove the things that are blocking it from flowing naturally, because it's already there. So there's a few problems, and it's just good maybe if you take some notes what these things are that you can pay attention to. The biggest problems, the biggest drains on our energy are inner chaos, having all this turmoil, negative thoughts, you know, conflicts within us, all these breaks, burdens, blockages that we've been talking about throughout all these calls. That's one, just this conflict, this chaos. The second thing is not having a vision, not having a clear, defined vision for your life. Okay, people who have a vision and a goal generally have way more energy. And both Joshua and myself were sharing that when we didn't have a goal, we had no real reason to get up in the morning. We didn't have any energy. We felt lost and vague and, you know, bored. But now we have vision, we feel stoked, we're glad, we're inspired to get on with things. And that gives, that allows the energy to flow. And, you know, connected to that is the purpose, you know, the purpose of our life. And we actually have a question here, how do you know the purpose in life? Well, we can't answer all these details on this call, but we'll be sharing more about that.
Yeah, we did another call on...
Yeah.
Sorry, Michael. Yeah, that was, you know, that just for whoever asked that, you know, we did do another call that was all on how do you tune into your purpose. And you can still find that on the blog. There should be a webcast link somewhere on the blog, on the releasingthebreaks.com blog. But that will be going down by tomorrow midnight. So just encourage you to go check that out if you need some more support with that. Because, yeah, like Michael said, we just don't have enough time to go deep into that.
Yeah, but we will be talking at the end how you can go really deep into this with our live training course that we're coming up with. There's already people are signing up for already, so stay to the end. So what are these things, Josh? You want to talk a little bit more about this so that we can really be clear about, once you know what these draining things are, then you can pay attention to them. If you don't realize there's holes in your bucket, then, and you don't know where they are, you can't plug them up. So it's really important to understand where these holes are so you can immediately go and start plugging them in.
Exactly. Yeah. So starting with just inner chaos, you know, this is a big one, and I think all of us to some degree, just because of the society and culture that we live in, experience a certain amount of inner chaos. And inner chaos is the exact opposite of inner order, right? So chaos and order. And the thing about inner chaos is, you know, because of this wonderful law of there's a universal law that basically states that anything that's going on inside will be projected out into the world. And we've said that in many different ways. You know, all perception is projection. I mean, you just can't, there's nothing outside of you that is not reflecting something inside of you at all points, every single moment of every day. So when you have inner chaos, you automatically start creating outer chaos. And the outer chaos in your world creates all sorts of energy drains because it takes energy. Okay, it takes a lot of energy to maintain your current worldview, to maintain, you know, your everything in its place so that you experience almost like the same day every day. Okay, it takes a lot of energy to maintain things in the way that they are. Right? So if you want to change what is being projected out, if you want to change and start tapping into more energy, you literally need to go back to where all of this outer chaos or energy drains or having low energy is coming from, which is coming from inside. It's coming from the projector itself and not just the screen, right? So for myself, you know, in studying a lot of these personal management, time management, I mean, all these different things, one of the things that I found that creates a large level of chaos is just having so much on your mind that you haven't really created order with and haven't even some of the things, you know, it's just that you keep on thinking about them throughout the day. Maybe you're doing one thing and then you're thinking about another, you know. Anywhere in your life where you're not feeling that a certain level of focus in your life, you start to create an energy drain, right? So in order to create more order inside and release some of this inner chaos, it's important to clear out your mental desk, right? It's to clear out all of these things that are going on in your head. And I just did this again yesterday. I do this very regularly just because, again, it's just there's so much that's going on in our world today, and we're trying to keep up with all of it. We're trying to do everything. We're trying to take care of the kids. We're doing maybe our businesses at the same time and making sure that we do our exercises and self-nurturing time, and at the same time go make sure that you're spending time with friends. And I mean, there's just so much going on. And so how do you create, right, how do you create a way in your mind that you can release all of the things that don't matter in the moment and be able to focus your mind like a laser on what's happening? Because that focus allows you to feel energized and inspired and not just spread out thin.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to start with mention something quickly, Josh, is that the definition of stress, you know, from various sources, just a nice little way of understanding what stress actually is in our modern world, is trying to do more than you can in the moment. That's all. When we get stressed, it's because you're trying to do more than you can in that moment, okay, which is impossible, so it creates stress. So let's say, for example, in your day, you've got, you know, 10 things on your, you know, that you need to do in that day, or maybe on your to-do list. If you're thinking about the next 5 things whilst you're working on the second one, you can't do the next 5 because you have to finish what you're doing first, then you can move on to the third, then you can move on to the fourth. If you're thinking about the fact that you haven't done the other 5 things whilst you're working on the second thing, you're going to feel stressed. Because you're like, I haven't done it, this is running out. But if you can clear all the other stuff, and we're going to do this exercise for you in a moment, and just focus on what you are doing, then you don't have any stress. It's really very simple as that. And so just make a note of these things so that you can release 90% of your stress just by understanding this one thing. So, go for it, Joshua. I just wanted to add that quickly.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Yeah, you know, this is so important, this power of focus, right? The focus in your life determines so much of your life, right? It's a concentrated attention, right? So like you said, Michael, I mean, if our attention's all over the place, right? I mean, that all takes a lot of energy, right? We're trying to get things done. You know, I remember one teacher talking about this specifically and gave this wonderful metaphor. Of, let's say you wanted to cut through a cardboard box, okay, and you had a spoon to cut through the cardboard box, right? And if you were trying to cut through a cardboard box with a spoon, I mean, that would take a lot of energy, right? And that's just a metaphor to kind of how we're doing things with our lives. We're not setting up our focus because our focus is like a knife, right? Our focus just cuts through things, cuts through the clutter, And it doesn't have to spend so much energy just trying to do things without a proper structure, without that sense of concentrated attention. Right. So focus is massively important in all of this. And so let's do this quick exercise here. I want to encourage you to follow along here because we're going to take the next few minutes just to apply some of these things so you can start creating more order in your mind, start releasing some of the inner chaos that might be taking you away from just living here right now, regardless of your situation, right? Regardless of whether you're in business or you have a regular job or you're a stay-at-home mom or whatever it is, everyone can benefit from creating order and focus in their minds. Some people, some teachers I know, you know, their main teaching and everything is just how to create focus because they found that focus is the one of the most powerful creative forces that we have. And most of us just do not know how to create that level of focus. So let's get you started. Let's start creating more focus and clear out your mental desk. So the first step that we're going to do is to make sure you have a piece of paper handy, or if you have, you're on your computer, you might want to do this on a Word document or something like that. And go ahead and just for the next few minutes, what we're going to do is we're going to write down everything that's on your mind right now. Okay, you're going to write down everything that you've been wanting to get done, everything, any kind of appointment that's been on your mind, any kind of a project that you're trying to get done, and all the other little things that are connected to that project, anything and everything that's just been on your mind that keeps calling your attention. So go ahead and start writing that down right now. We're going to take the next few minutes. Again, this is a coaching call, so we want to encourage you to follow along. Write it down now. Don't wait for later and think that, oh, yeah, this is great. I'll have to do this later and end up not doing it because you're so focused on so many things already, right? So take the time right now if you're on this call because hopefully you've made this time where you're going to focus on what we're doing here. So write down everything that's been on your mind, everything that you've been focusing on, everything that's been calling your attention. And just write. Take that time right now to do that. A total, I like to call it like a brain dump. Yeah, just dumping, you know, having a quick little, you know, session, just getting it all out of your head, essentially. Okay, so just get everything you've had on your head, in your mind, out. That's the goal right now. If you have any questions whatsoever, please feel free to ask it on the webcast. And someone asked, you know, well, how can I live more in the moment? You know, it's hard to live in the moment when you have a 9-to-5 job. I'd rather be doing a million other things than sit in front of a computer. Any comments? How can I live more in the moment? Well, this is the beginning. I was going to say names, but I don't know if people necessarily want me to say names. But this is the beginning. It's just to start clearing out all of the different things, all of those million other things that you wrote down, the million other things that, you know, you'd rather be doing, to create a structure essentially around those things, because you can. You know, there are many, 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 many people that in every kind of situation you can think of, you know, 12-hour day jobs and so on and so forth, that these other things, these other projects that they wanted to get done, you know, some people have even become millionaires, okay, from this point of view, starting their own businesses with the very little bit of time that they've had in the day that they created a structure around to focus on just the creation of that project, right, the materializing this particular intention. So living in the moment, again, is really a lot about focus, you know. So if your focus is all over the place, you're not going to be here right now. It's just not possible. So this is the first step. Just start clearing out your mental desk. Hopefully you're writing right now.
And just, I just want to mention quickly about this question that once you get the hang of what we're teaching you here, then you'll find that you can get more things done in less time, and therefore you have more time to do those other things. But if you don't learn how to focus, then you're never going to really crack the code. So just start with this, and you know, if you do our training course, the full thing, you're going to learn a lot more about this. that just start with one thing and start getting good at focus in general, and then you're going to be far more effective and therefore more time in your life. It's quite simple.
Absolutely.
Once you learn.
Absolutely. So just writing down everything that's been on your mind, what's been on your mind, and just write it all down. And, you know, usually this exercise for most people, you know, I recommend anyway doing it at least for 15 to 20 minutes. We're not going to take that much time tonight. We want to take at least a couple more minutes right now. But, you know, I think what you'll find, the more you do this, it's just incredible. I've been so blown away at how much has been on my mind. Right? I mean, so much. Right, and no wonder. I mean, no wonder these feelings of feeling overwhelmed or even stuck or just low energy because, gosh, there's so much to do. I don't feel like doing anything. Right. So, just writing everything down that's been on your mind in every area of your life. And feel free to, you know, let us go ahead and write it into the webcast. If you're on the webcast, if you feel like it, just type it into that. You know, if that's easier, just type it in and let us know. You know, just we can take a quick look at what's been going on with you. And yeah, you know, I mean, it's really eye opening to see how many things. And a lot of times there are a lot of little things. Sometimes it's a lot of big things. And sometimes, of course, a lot of times it's just a mix. But just keep writing things down, just all the things that seem to come up in your mind when you think of what's been on my mind lately, you know, what's been keeping you up, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, about most people have 95% the same thoughts every day, like Groundhog Day, same thing every day. So when you understand these processes, you can start to change that and be proactive and create new things and therefore get
right.
more energy. But to change it, good to become aware of it first. So you are
exactly.
empowered and you're conscious. Get it out of the unconscious and get it into the conscious so you can see what it is.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, because anytime you're doing anything and something else is calling your attention, that's pulling energy, then that doesn't allow you to be present in your life. It doesn't allow you to you know, activate some of the magnetics, right, these magnetic qualities in your life, right? For example, like even just this magnetic quality of gratitude. I mean, just all of these different magnetic qualities call for you to be present, call for you to be looking at what's going on right now. But when you have these thoughts of all these other things that are not happening right now, and you actually can't even do anything about it right now, that's all energy drain. And it creates stress in the body, it creates stress in the mind. It doesn't allow you to just enjoy your life. And, of course, your ability to make things happen and create just gets very, very dwindled. I mean, it suffers a lot. So let's take one more minute just to write down everything that's been on your mind. Everything that's been on your mind. And see if you can, you know, really, like, if it's one thing, if it's one major thing, well, you know, most of the time what I've found is with one major thing, it's actually, there's a lot of different things that call your attention throughout the day that's connected to that major thing. It's just all the other little things that make up that major thing. So, you know, just to be aware that even though we may want to write down one big project, that's what's been on my mind, well, what about that project has been on your mind? Oh, it's actually calling this person, and oh, yeah, I need to finish that one, you know, report, and I need to, you know, do this. And do, I mean, there's just so many things, and it's just important, again, to get clear on what are those smaller things. This is a good time to chunk down, right? Chunk down what have you been really focusing on? So we're going to give it another 30 seconds just to start wrapping up. So if you've been just writing this whole time, awesome. We encourage you to keep going with this after the call. Let's start wrapping up whatever you've been writing, because we're going to be moving to the next step. So step number two, slowly wrapping up, step number two is now based on what you wrote, this list that you've made. What we're going to do now is just take the top 10 things and make a list of the top 10 things that you want to get done, that you want to accomplish, that it's important for you to make these things happen, and go ahead and create a list of those 10 things in order, a list in priority. Okay, so putting the most important thing as number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on and so forth. To start off with, you might just want to pull out, extract those 10 things, put them in a list, and then just see, well, which one's more important, right? Just by asking yourself two at a time, you know, if I had 30 minutes or however long, which one would need to get done, or which one would I want to get done the most, or, you know, whatever helps you to get focused on what's more important to you right now. Okay, so just a list of 10. You may have written 20, 30 different things. But, you know, that's just way too much. So take the time now just to pick out 10 things that are most important to you and write them down.
And something that I personally found very helpful from our good friend Timothy Farris with the 4-Hour Work Week, who's a very popular book, he says that imagine if you only had 2 hours a week. Only 2 hours a week to do anything. You know, imagine you were sick or if you were, you know, in jail or something and you had 2 hours where you could do stuff or whatever, some extreme situation. What would you do if you only had 2 hours a week to do your work? And that gives you an idea of what your real priorities are, you know, the crucial things. So you put those at the top and then down, 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 down. I find that really kind of like cuts through all the nonsense and just goes, right, this is actually the most important thing here.
Yeah, totally. You know, another way to do this too, if you're having any kind of challenge writing down a list of prioritized projects or anything that's been on your mind, is to simply look at your list and, you know, if you had more than 10 things, just, you know, some people like to use a star and checking system. I remember doing this with a guy named Evan Pagan, who teaches a lot of these wonderful different methods as well, just to focus. And, you know, one thing you can do simply is just to look at all the things that you wrote down and just put a little check, you know, put a little check on all the things that, you know, really those things might be out of your control. There's actually nothing you can really do about them. Right, or you're just ready to let it go. Like, you know what? I've had this on my mind for this long, and it's, you know, it's time to let it go now. Right? See if you can just put a little check. If this helps you, if you already know what those 10 things are, then write on, just create that list. But just see if you can do that, and then put a little star around the ones that you feel just, yes, these are in my control. These are things that are important to me. I want to get these things done. And obviously they are on my mind. So if that helps, awesome. If not, just go ahead and tune into those 10 things. You know, again, there are multiple different ways to assess and then order what's been going on in your mind. Sorry, now we're just making a list of those top 10 things that you want to get done, that you want to accomplish, you want to achieve, you want to get those things done. And they're important to you, so you're ordering them in priority. Now, again, the power behind this, and what you're going to end up with, is a little list of 10 things that you can start focusing on and creating a structure in your life. You know, if it's, first thing in the morning or whenever, creating some kind of structure in your life that will allow you to focus on these things and getting them done, right? Some kind of chunk of time in your day that you can focus on just this one thing on this list, right? And, you know, focus, again, is what happens when you take your mind off of everything you're not doing. Okay? Focus is what happens when you take your mind off of everything you're not doing and concentrate your attention on what you are doing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so having this list, this very small list, you know, less is more when we're getting things done, when we're creating, when we're making our dreams a reality, less is actually more. Because you're going to be able to get those things done, and the power of getting just one thing done at a time creates massive, massive results and differences in your life, and you start feeling more energized because you're getting more done, you're feeling effective, you're feeling inspired, you have that energy for the day, you feel lighter, you feel clearer. You're more orderly in your mind. You start experiencing more order outside because you're not trying to do 10 things at the same time. You're only getting one thing done, right? And again, you know, the order on the inside is what creates order on the outside. And like Michael was saying, you know, energy flows through pathways in our bodies and our minds. If those pathways aren't clear, if they're muddled, right, with all over the place, you know, we're not going to experience that high level of energy, that radiant kind of energy, because energy flows through pathways that are clear, right? So focus creates a clear pathway of energy. So hopefully done that. Yeah, hopefully you have a nice list of 10 things to get done, and what we want to encourage you to do is that right after this call, implement this, create a structure in your day, start right away, put it for tomorrow. What's one thing that you can start focusing on from those 10 things that you wrote down that you're going to start on right away, start on tomorrow or even tonight if you have time, right? Go ahead and write down what you're going to go ahead and do, and that's one of the suggestions anyway for after the call, is put that into your schedule book if you use a schedule book or a notebook or whatever it is that you use, and start applying that right away.
It's powerful stuff.
And yeah,
just anything else you want to say on that, Josh, or shall I move on to
Well, you know, I just had someone comment here, what about when emotional charge interrupts focus? You know, there's a lot to say about that specifically, and that's exactly a big part of why we're doing our lead coaching program, which Michael's going to talk a lot more about towards the end of this call. So emotional charge, absolutely. If you're carrying emotional charge throughout your day, you know, that's calling, that's more than calling, it's pleading for your attention, right? So these things, that's what a big part of releasing the brakes is all about, is actually letting go of all of the emotional charges that are actually playing a part, not only consciously, but very unconsciously throughout our days, that are taking out, that are pulling, right? Keeping our energy is stuck with past experiences, with traumas, with dramas, and so on and so forth. So that's a whole thing in itself. This, what we're sharing with you today is just mainly to create more order in your mind, take your mind off of, you know, trying to sustain all of the different things you're trying to sustain right now. But the releasing part of this goes very deep, and that's why we've created a training all around this. And it goes beyond focus as well. I mean, it affects your whole life. So I just want to end it with that quick little answering that question there.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yay. So if you've done this process, then you're going to have you would have let go of all this stuff that's floating around in your head, same thing again and again, written it down onto a piece of paper, and come up with a list of priorities. And you might be wondering, well, exactly how is this giving you more energy? It just takes the stress out of your life because you can see clearly what do you need to do next. And so when you go about implementing things, just be fully focused. It's really important to be focused. We have become addicted to multitasking. Now, I just want to see who on the call has texted somebody, been looking at Facebook, checking their emails while they've been listening to this. Come on, let's own up to it. Put it in the chat. You know, we know you have. And it's because we've become addicted to this, yeah? We've become addicted to pattern interrupts, to multitasking. And what it means is that we actually have lost the ability to give our energy fully to anything. So our whole experience is compromised, you know? People who are highly successful are extremely focused on what yeah. they're doing. That's why they have success. So when you go about getting on with your day, just make sure that you say, okay, I'm going to do this one thing, and you just fully complete that, and then it's done. You can cross it off your list, and then you can have a little break, have a little dance break. Here's a little secret. If you're at work at home or something, you don't need to go out to dance. Crank up your favorite tunes. Jump around in your house. You'll feel great. I highly recommend a dance break every day because it's great. You know, let go of your inhibitions. There's no one even there. You can even go blindfolded and not even know what you're doing and can't even see yourself if you want. But just crank it out and move your body a bit because it really is cool. And then go on to your next thing after that. You know, so just take one thing fully, internet in the middle. All these funny little things on Facebook, those little red things that come up, and you think, ooh, 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 what's going on? Email, a little red thing pops up, ooh, ooh, ooh. That whole thing, we're addicted to it, and it's draining our energy. So if you can curb that habit, you're going to get way more done and have way more energy. So that, you know, just, it's slightly amusing, and, you know, I'm partly addicted to it myself. See, not someone's saying not me, but we've got a few people saying that it was them. But good for you. If you haven't done that, crown of applause. If you have done it, it's not a problem. You know, this is a cultural addiction, and you can do something about it, and you'll get more done with your life, and you'll feel better. So that being said, another energy drain that you can be aware of is playing the victim. We're not going to talk too much about this right now, but just to know that there's some things that are going on in your head or in your heart where you feel like someone else is to blame for your situation. And anytime you're saying someone else has done this and she did this and he did this, all the energy is you're basically giving them your power. Okay, if you're having negative thoughts about somebody, why are they doing that? Why are they always doing that? You know, how come they keep doing this thing? You're giving away power, giving away power, giving away power. And I see this all the time. This is one of the biggest complaints that I get when I talk to people. They don't necessarily say it, but underneath, there's this sense that somebody else is in charge of their life. So when you recognize this, then you can take it back and say, there's two options you have, really, in any situation. First option is accept that you can't change it, because some things you just can't change, you know? Like, physically, you can't change them. You know, if the neighbors are doing something, they may just deny you and say, I'm not going to do anything. The police don't do anything. You just have to accept it. But then there's other things that you can do something about, in which case you can act. So just be really clear about the difference between, is this something I can do something about? You know, if you catch yourself having negative feelings or thoughts, can I do something about this? If the answer is yes, then do something about it. And if the answer is no, then just accept that it can't be done and stop thinking about it, because there's no point thinking about it. It just makes it worse. You know, like I have someone staying with me at the moment, and, you know, his friend, I want to help him out. He's staying for a little while. And he was doing a few things that I didn't appreciate. And I was having some negative thoughts myself about it. And I was like, why am I thinking this? So I just said, look, can we have a quick conversation? And I said, I would request if you could do this, this, and this, and stop doing that. And he said, okay, fine. Yeah, no problem. And that was it. Done. It's simple. But if I hadn't had that conversation, it would be filling my mind with junk and wasting my energy. So this is really something to pay attention to in yourself. If you can do something about it, do it. You're going to feel a huge amount of energy comes back to you by doing that. And if you can't, just let it go and don't think about it at all. You know, that's huge shift. So, anything you want to add about that, Joshua?
Bro?
Yeah?
Could you say something really quickly? Because I think your phone is starting to do its wonderful little thing that it likes to do.
Hawaii thing. My wonderful Hawaiian loop.
Yeah, it's starting to get a little muffled there, a little distorted.
Okay, I'll call that out. Why don't you carry on with the goal and the vision, and I'll
sure.
In a minute.
That sounds great, bro. Okay, so let's move on to the next part of this. And, you know, a big part that we talked about in the beginning was just creating this vision, right? Having a sense of vision that you inspires you, right? Having a goal that you're wanting to manifest. And, you know, the thing about the way that our minds work, our unconscious minds, and the way that our brains are wired is that we have goal-seeking mechanisms in our brain. Human beings are goal-seeking creatures, goal-achieving creatures, essentially. There's many parts of our brain that lock on to certain pieces of incoming information and delete massive amounts of other information. And a big part of that is based on what is it that you are looking for, right? Because you're always looking for something. There's always something that you're looking for. If you're looking for the peace in your life, you know, if you're looking for any of these things, your brain is unconsciously targeting those things and deleting massive amounts of other information that you just, that's not really that important to you right now, right? So, Michael, are you back?
Yeah.
Okay, great. You want to go
ahead?
You want to go for it?
Yeah, so we are goal-striving beings, and like we were saying before, you can eat this, that, and the other, but it's this underlying drive that gives the power, that gives the energy. And I'm not sure if you mentioned this, Josh, but there's been plenty of studies done on people who retire, and once they lose their reason for being alive, their goal, their mission, they die within a year or within 2 years. Why is that? Because they lost, there's no reason for them to be alive. So the more your goal, the more you have a clear goal, a clear mission, the more power you start to experience. And this is exactly what I was speaking about with David Wolf when I did an interview with him about that is the one factor that makes all the difference. You can have as many crazy mushrooms and crazy superfoods and all these magical teas and elixirs and everything else. But if you haven't got a mission, then you're still not going to have that energy and that sustained power. So what this means for you is if you clarify your mission, and we did a whole call on this, then when you go to sleep, you know, you're thinking about what your mission is, what is the purpose for you being alive. When you wake up, that comes into your consciousness. You've got a reason to get out of bed. I'm surprised how many people I come across who say that they can't think of a reason to get out of bed. You know, I'm shocked that this seems to be the case because of all the conditioning and all the breaks and the bondages and the baggages and the suppressed stuff that has happened to so many people. They haven't got any reason to get up. So when you have your purpose, your mission, your vision for your life clear, then you activate what Maxwell Maltz, who is a very famous author, calls the automatic success mechanism, that human beings are goal-striving beings. And once we have a goal, then all of a sudden the power kicks in and anything is possible. But if we don't have that goal, then, you know, we just wither away and die. So the question for you is, do you have a clear goal? Do you have a clear reason for being alive? What is your mission? Why are you here? What gets you up in the morning? When you're old and you're on your deathbed, will you look back and you've done your life's work? Or will you have just been reacting the whole time? And it's never too late to be clear about your vision and change things. as needed. So we highly, highly, highly recommend, this is an extremely important key to energy, is to be focused on your mission. And we can, there's one way of doing that which we can't talk about now, but we can give you a link to a video that I did before which helps you clarify your vision, to create a vision board, a vision map, and really work out why you're here and what you've got to do. And we'll talk much more about this in our elite training program, which is coming up shortly. So that's all we can say about that for now, but just be clear, that is where the power is. That's where the real energy is. And once you activate it, then your whole life changes, you know? And for me, it was funny listening to David Wolf, you know, because he's like the man when it comes to all this raw foods and energy foods and all this stuff. And he was saying it's nothing to do with any of that. It's to do with your mission. So if he's saying that, you know, and he's the one who could go off for about 20, 25 years about all the different supplements and superfoods, and he's saying, well, actually, it's the mission that makes a difference, then we have to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
So we've got a few extra tips for you, just practical tips that you can use for increasing energy. Joshua, do you want to say anything about this?
Sure. Yeah, you know, just a couple tips here that will help you throughout the day, you know, as you're focusing on one thing at a time, as you're just letting go of the other things that just, you know, you've let go, or it's just you can't do anything about in the moment, and you've already created a structure for yourself. You're taking actions and making those actions prioritized in alignment with what you want to create in your life, in alignment with your vision, with what inspires you. These are just little helpful tips that are just going to help you to keep sustaining that and keep your energy nice and balanced. So some of these things you may have heard of before, some of these things you've definitely heard of before, and we just want to encourage you to definitely do it. And the other thing, some of these things you may have never heard of before. So the first thing we want to share with you is a wonderful yogic type of breathing technique that's wonderful to do at any point that you are feeling like, wow, okay, so I've been focusing, and now I'm like, wow, after that hour, 2 hours of just focus, you know, I just need to kind of clear the slate a little bit, you know, re-energize and reground and so on and so forth. So this first one is called fire breathing. Now, fire breathing is just a very, very quick little breathing, inhales and exhales that you're doing in very rapid successions, right? And in fact, why don't we all do this right now? It may sound funny over the phone, which will be great.
Yeah, you might figure out a little bit, but it's all good.
It's all good.
In India,
freak out.
They call it Bhastika in India. This is a classic yoga breath. If any of you do pranayama, I'm sure you know all these breaths and many, many more. But this is a classic that just gets, it's like a pump. It's like you're pumping up the power within you.
Exactly.
So, okay, Josh, why don't you take us through it?
Okay, so all you're going to do is just take a nice deep breath. Just go ahead and go in. Exhale. All the way out, and just start breathing very fast, inhales and exhales. And you just keep doing that for a good little while. And go ahead and try it right now, just breathing in, out, in, out, in, out. And the big part here is to make sure that you're breathing in your belly. Okay, so you're breathing in your belly is pumping. Okay, so as you breathe out, as you exhale, your belly pumps in and squeezes the air out. And then when you inhale, your belly just relaxes and comes back out. Go ahead and try that now. We're going to do this for just the next maybe 30 seconds to a minute. We don't want to get you too airheaded if this is the first time you've ever done this. But go ahead and just do this now. Go ahead and just start right now, taking a nice deep breath one more time. Exhale all the way out. And let's do this for the next minute or so. Here we go. And keep doing that. If it helps to close your eyes, go ahead and close your eyes and just keep going. Keep pumping it in and out. Okay.
All right.
Now,
let us know in the chat how you felt about that.
Yeah, someone said, this is hilarious. Would be really funny if we could hear everybody doing it at once.
Yeah, you get really,
that
if you
been
do
great.
It long enough, you get so lightheaded. It kind of really gives you a good blast. You know, this only takes like 1 minute, 30 seconds, 2 minutes. Powerful stuff. There's different, you know, different ways of doing it. I personally like to do it just through the nose, but some people actually say it should only be done through the mouth. It's like there's different, you know, methods, different schools of thought, different styles. So you can try just through the mouth, you know, you can try in the nose. And quite honestly, just go online and type in fire breath, and I'm sure there'll be endless versions of this explaining it in more detail than what we have time for tonight.
Totally. Awesome. Okay, good. Good work, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's keep moving on, Michael. Let's keep...
The next thing, we've got a few points here, so that's one of them. Second one is basically just eat less. If you want more energy, eat less foods, because bottom line is your body has to digest everything that you eat. It's got to go through all these little tubes and go through all these different things and all these systems. And so the less food you give your body, the less work it has to do. So if you're feeling tired after you've eaten a meal, it's probably because either one, you overate, or two, you ate food that is taking away more energy than it's giving you. So if you eat enzyme-rich foods, live foods, superfoods, powerful foods that are, you know, healthy, you know, the healthy living fresh stuff, then that generally is going to be giving you more energy than it's taking away. But if you overeat that stuff, then it still makes you tired anyway. So little tip, just eat less and you'll get more energy. The next thing is, this is a powerful one, and I want you to make a note of this. And it's really simple, but it's all the most successful people do this. And it is, take a nap. Take a nap. Have a little rest. Have a power nap.
Absolutely.
Why don't you have a little nap? If you're feeling tired at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, just take a nap. You know, what's wrong with that? All the most successful entrepreneurs and spiritual teachers and everyone else, they all love to have a nap. There's no point in us trying to stay up all day long and fighting this energy. If you're tired, you might just need a nap. So you go ahead and have a nap. Just lay down for 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 12 minutes, however long. When I have a nap, I actually set my phone, you know, I set a little, my iPhone, set it for 21 minutes. And I just do a little bit of meditation, and then I fall asleep, and then I wake up, and I feel extremely fresh. So there's the magic for you. The next point, this is a big one. I could talk about this for hours and hours, but just in essence, one of the biggest drains on energy is being obliged to do things. I have to do this. Oh, I said I would. You know, this, I'm not talking about breaking your responsibilities. But when there's things that you don't really need to do, but you feel obliged to do them, I'm encouraging you to stop those obligations. Try and put a stop to them. Talk to the people. Get yourself out of these things. Because if you're doing anything that you don't want to do, you feel bad about it, you dread doing it, you feel sick when you think about it, you know, you're having negative thoughts the whole way through, before you do it, after you do it, you think you're wasting your time. All that stuff is a massive, massive, massive energy drain, and it can be draining your energy all day before you even do the thing. So if you can stop those things, have conversations with people, and just stop all that stuff, you're going to have a huge amount more energy. You know, a lot of the stuff that we do with our lives and a lot of the cultural stuff is pointless nonsense. you know, if we're honest. And if we didn't do it, it wouldn't really make any difference, apart from people would probably be happier. So if you can get out of obligations, then go for it. This is a huge drain on energy. And when you do that, then the last step is only do what you love. Is that when you get out of wasting your time in these things, you have more time to do what you love. And when you do what you love, then you start getting energy. When you do what you love, if there's things that you really enjoy doing, the more you do them, they feed you. They are giving you power. You know, it might be drawing, it might be running on the beach, it might be, you know, spending time with particular people, it might be dancing, it might be whatever it is for you. But do those things that you love. Don't just have all these obligations and put things off and get stressed and multitask. Prioritize doing the things that you love. And that will feed your energy. You'll feel inspired. And you're going to basically get everything done that you would have done faster, and you'll be happier. And you'll also have the courage to have those conversations and to, you know, deal with those things that you might have been putting off that are going to make a big difference. So, do what you love, do what you love, do what you love.
Yay.
If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? Don't look back on your life in 20 years and think, what happened? What the hell happened? What happened to me? Don't do that. Please, please don't look back and think, what happened? Start doing the stuff that you love now.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the actually, all the people I know of that have tapped into their vision, have tapped into their mission, and they live aligned with that every single day. They don't have this thing, this phenomenon of the midlife crisis. It just doesn't happen, right? That's just if you really don't know what you're really here to do or what you've really committed your life to. And then, you know, I mean, that's usually what tends to happen with folks and just haven't really cracked that code for themselves. So, you know, taking the time to do this, to crack your vision, to get clear on your mission, and then to just do what you love to do, that's massive. I mean, that's a massive part of health, well-being, having a fulfilling spiritual life. I mean, it's so across the board, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And there's one last question that we got right at the beginning. I'm not sure if this person's still on the call, but there sometimes can be energy drains from other people, previous relationships and subtle energy stuff that's all a bit weird, and you feel someone's trying to like interfere with you, and you're thinking about them and all that kind of thing. And you know, that there's like obvious energy drains, and then there's more subtle ones. And we can't talk about the details of that now, but if you do our live training, we're going to talk about shortly, we're going to deal with all these subtle forms of energy and go into much more detail about what is really happening here, so that you can tap into your dharma, your mission, and you can really get solid in who you are and what you're here to do, and cut out all these weird things that are stuck to us that are really causing all this trouble. So Josh, any last words, final thoughts?
Yeah, just to wrap up here, you know, first of all, I just want to say I'm stoked that we all got together and we actually, you know, Michael and I made it a priority tonight to make sure that we kept this call to 90 minutes. Because we tend to just, we're so into over-delivering and over-delivering, and we just hope you enjoyed this call, that some of the things that we did share with you, that you'll be able to take it and you'll be able to practice it, you'll be able to use it, and we know that you'll start seeing results right away as soon as you start doing some of these things, right? Prioritizing, getting clear of what you're focusing on and so forth. Get it out of your head and everything else that we covered tonight. And, you know, it's just such a pleasure, all of these calls. If you were here for more than just this call, you know, I just want to say it's just been so wonderful to share with you, to connect with you over the phone, and you know, to see your comments, your responses, your questions on the webcast. It's an honor to share with all of you. And hopefully you'll be able to join us on the next step, beyond these short calls that we've been doing, some semi-long calls, but these calls that we've been doing, and go even deeper into this, because there is so much more. The rabbit hole goes much deeper into how you actually do each one of these things in your life and start getting very clear inside without any of these interference patterns, right? Without any of these emotional charges that continue to come up that almost possess you in different points of your day, that are all related to a lot of these unconscious beliefs, core beliefs, and different things that are running and controlling your behavior and therefore all of your results in life. So that's just what I want to say. My last few words is just thank you so much for joining us. You know, it's such a wonder and such a benefit to all of us just to come together in these ways and just to share. So I just want to thank you all for being here. And now Michael, hopefully, after you give some last words there, Michael, if you want to add anything else, you know, we can just start telling folks, for those of you that would like to go deeper with us and you want to know how to tap deeper into this process and releasing anything that's holding back your light, that's holding back your energy from just flowing through your life and creating that sense of deeper order. Michael's going to tell you a little bit more about that now. So go ahead and take it away, Michael.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people on the call already have signed up for this Releasing the Brakes Elite training. So thank you, everyone, who is already on our new course. Well done, and we look forward to chatting to you. And for those of you who have not joined, we're just going to share a little bit about how this is going to help you in your life and exactly what we're doing so that you get a very clear idea. And, yeah, also just, yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for being on this. This is our last call we're doing in this series, and it's been beautiful, and I'm sure in the future we'll do more. But for now, the next step is to join the Elite Coaching Program. So if you'd love to have more energy in your life and more happiness, and you'd really love to understand what your dharma is, your mission, your purpose, and to really let go of all those baggages that you've been holding on to, then pay attention to what we're saying in these next few moments. So I just want to get real for a moment, get real with everyone here, because let me just ask you a question direct to your heart, to your heart of hearts. I know that you're an amazing being and you're on an amazing journey. You are on an amazing journey. And you know deep in your heart of hearts that your life can be more satisfying, more exciting, more beautiful, more energy than it is now. And so the question is, do you want to carry on your journey holding on to these heavy bags, these burdens, these conditionings, or this stuff that is in you, this confusion? Do you want to carry on with big, heavy bags as you go on your journey of life? Or are you ready to drop all those burdens and that heavy stuff and start feeling light and start allowing that energy that you have inside you right now, just allowing it to express itself? So just imagine dropping those heavy bags. Imagine you're walking up a mountain and you put down all these heavy, heavy things that you've been carrying. How do you feel? And just take a deep breath and imagine walking up the mountain with ease, feeling light, feeling fresh, feeling energy, feeling you can jump up and down, feeling happier. And that basically is exactly what this coaching program is. It's an opportunity to release all these heavy bags that we've been carrying for a long, long, long time. And the reason that we're doing this is because both Josh and myself have worked with thousands and thousands of people, and we've seen that consistently the biggest problem is having these burdens, these bondages, these inner conflicts, this stuff, this heavy stuff stuck to us. And when we coach people through this process so they let go, that is when they have the most powerful shifts. That's when they get more money. That's when they feel all this energy. That's when their relationships change. That's when their health changes. That's when they discover, finally, oh, this is my mission in life. This is my purpose. That's when it happens. And it doesn't happen with all this other stuff that we might be doing. It happens when they let go. So if you want to really get to that space where you've let go of all this stuff that's in your way, take your foot off the gas, then this is something that you're going to want to be doing, especially for the new year that's coming up, to start 2011 fresh, to start being free, to really let your capacity come out. So we just opened the doors to the Releasing the Brakes Elite Coaching Program this week, and a lot of people have already signed up. We've got a few spaces left, so this is practically the most deep and powerful training we've ever done that is physically, emotionally, and spiritually empowering, and it's going to help you let go of all those different things that are holding you back in all areas of your life, but focusing specifically on what is holding you back, the main thing that's holding you back, we're going to be focusing on that for you, but it's going to affect and benefit all the other aspects of your life. So if you do this, your energy is going to increase. That's also going to affect your abundance as well as your relationships and your health. So the secret missing piece is this releasing process. And when you join the course, what you're going to get essentially is a 7-week coaching program, 7 weeks, 7 sessions plus a bonus sessions, which would normally cost $3,500 if you were to get just sessions from us directly. But we're making this pretty much available to everyone, so money is not an issue at all. If you feel you want to do this and release the brakes, then money is not an issue for you. In this process, it's extremely affordable, and we've got a complete guarantee so that it's impossible for you to lose money or for you to have any money problems around this. So once you do this program, what you're going to get is various different things. I'll just go through the different things so you can see what we're offering here. First of all, you're going to be learning NLP, the advanced NLP, so that you can learn to rewire your brain fast and really make those shifts so that you stop having these negative thoughts. You're also going to learn self-hypnosis, so you can access the deeper trance states and actually create behavioral change with ease. You'll start acting differently. But it's real magic when this starts happening. You're going to learn energy psychology to root out the energy charges that get stuck in your body. Okay, so if there's any emotional energy that's just floating around, you're going to learn how to get that out so that you can feel energized, inspired, and just be in your power. You're also going to learn quantum physics so you can go deep into the into what's really going on with life. What is the application? How do you relate to the world? This is really, really deep and fascinating stuff. We're so excited to share with this. So you can be truly empowered to create what you want and understand how you create things, what is really happening here. We also teach you meridian tapping techniques, so to shift your stuck state. So if you ever feel stuck, you know, if you're going through something and you feel stuck, you'll learn how to get out of that quick, really fast ways of shifting your state. We're going to learn the Huna methods, which is ancient Hawaiian wisdom, so you can get grounded in some of the most powerful ancient healing secrets in the world and heal your body and mind. We're also going to be doing shadow work so that you can really let go of all this stuff, all the kind of dark things, look at your dark side, you know, your shadow side, and really release that. This is where the serious power comes in. That in itself is life-changing. In fact, any of these things are life-changing. And then we've got quantum perceptual balancing, so you can see the divine order and perfection in your life. And so you can see how everything that happens is actually serving you and helping you grow and expand. We're going to help you create your highest vision of yourself with complete certainty, as well as quantum psychology, so that you can really go into these higher states of consciousness, connect to who you really are as a conscious creator of your world, and so much more. You know, what we've done in this course is we've thought, what are the most powerful things that we could possibly teach you in all our studies over many, many, many years that has really worked for our clients and put them all together. So if you sign up within, when's this bonus end, Josh? Because there's a lot of extra stuff you're going to get if you sign up quickly. Is it Sunday night?
The actual, sorry, go ahead, Michael. You can finish your thought there.
I was just
Oh, okay.
What is
We have a deadline. We set a deadline just to, for the people that are ready to jump on this. We just want to honor you for being ready, for being willing to trust in yourself and just take the leap. So we have a, some limited time bonuses, and those will be done with by tomorrow by midnight, I believe is the time. December 3rd, midnight.
Yeah. So we want to make sure you get all those things. There's already people signing up. So what, just in essence, what you're getting is a $3,500 coaching program. You're also going to get recordings of every call. You're going to get word-for-word transcripts so you can read all the stuff that you learn as well. You're going to get some EFT videos from Joshua. Also, the Releasing Breaks Home Study course, which is in itself an invaluable course with many, many, many modules. You're going to get the Inner Self-Image Home Study course, which is really, really powerful for discovering your Dharma, for connecting to your purpose, to changing that vision of yourself. That in itself is gold. I mean, all these things, really, this is like 10 courses condensed into the most powerful stuff here. And also you're going to get the Manifestation Advanced Secrets course if you sign up within the next, by Sunday night, I think it is. And if you add all this stuff up, if you were to buy all these things separately, it would come to $6,223. But we don't want you to pay anywhere near that. So bottom line is, this is a course that is everything we've got. We could easily charge $5,000 for this. A lot of people charge more than that for a course that's about a third of what we're offering here. You're not even going to pay $2,000. People who sign up later will pay $1,500 if they sign up after this deadline, but you can get it now for only $497. Or you can even pay $187 right now and get access to this whole course and start taking the steps to releasing all these things immediately. Okay, we want you to recognize that, you know, this course is going to go up to $1,500 in the next couple of days, but you can actually sign up now for $187, which is, which, you know, that we thought we wanted to make it available to everyone. So I don't know if that's a no-brainer. I mean, it's a no-brainer to me. If you're going to get $6,000 worth of stuff and you can get it for $187, then I would certainly have gone for it when I was going through this. It's an absolute steal. So, but along with that, we want to make sure that if you are going to sign up for this, to know that you're totally covered, that you can, there's no risk here at all. Because if this course isn't for you, you get a full refund, no questions asked. And if you do the entire course, this is our double guarantee. We're so confident that this is going to work for you that if it doesn't work for you, if you do the whole course and it doesn't have the results that we are saying it will have, we will give you double your money back. We will pay you if it doesn't work. Okay? That is how confident we are. So you can't possibly lose any money at all because you can get a refund. And also, we're putting our own cash on the line here because we want you to take the course and see it for yourself. So you've got absolutely nothing to lose whatsoever. So I'm highly recommending that if you're feeling it, you want to let go of those heavy bags in your life, then go ahead, and this is where you can sign up and you can discover more information, is www.releasingthebrakes.com/open, O-P-E-N. releasingthebrakes.com/open. and that's where you can sign up. There's a video there that goes into more detail, but if you're feeling it, don't wait around because there's only 200 places, and we're also going to be listening to you and what's going on for you. There's a forum so you can chat with all the other students, and we are going to be reading every single one of your questions and comments and bringing those things into the live calls, and also doing some spotlight coaching so we can call on you and you can talk to us live on the calls. So this is your opportunity once and for all to let go of that heavy stuff and to finally experience that freedom, that joy. And just a couple of questions have come up from various people about this. I just wanted to go through those quickly. Some people say, they might be in some financial situation and supposedly haven't got money available. Say it's too expensive or whatever. But just to clarify again, this is a $5,000 to $6,000 course, and you won't find this information anywhere else for anywhere near this price, and you can get it for $187. So, you know, we've made this extremely affordable for people. And another thing to understand is that when you do these processes, you actually manifest more money. We've got things built in here to help you generate more wealth. Okay? A lot of people are signing up for this course specifically because they want to get more money in their life. So if you do these processes, you are going to be able to experience more money and generate more money. Okay, if you apply what we're talking about. So, this isn't something that's going to cost you. It's actually going to give you back cash. These methods, what we're teaching you, have allowed me to, double and triple and triple and triple my income again consistently. So, don't consider money at all as an issue. Just, if you're feeling it, go for it. You've got nothing to lose at all, literally nothing to lose. Another thing some people say is that they've tried all kinds of other courses, but they didn't work. Why is this course going to work? Yeah, I'm sure you've read other books. I'm sure you've done seminars. You've probably been doing all this self-development stuff for a while. And the reason you're even listening to me right now is because you've still got something you need to change. Why is this going to work? Well, the thing is, this course is different from other courses, and we agree with you that a lot of stuff doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work is because many, many courses and books don't deal with the core issue. They don't deal with what is behind everything. What is the real root cause of all this trouble? They don't deal with the shadow of yourself. They don't deal with the wounds, with the childhood wounds, with all these bondages and baggages and conditioning and emotional stuff. They don't deal with it. They just say, go for it, go for it, go for it. And don't really talk about how do you tap into yourself and finally let go of those things. And this course literally is all about going in, understanding yourself, and letting go. That's all it is. The whole thing is about that. And there's other courses that talk about these things, but they just give you one method. And if that one method doesn't work, then it doesn't work, so you don't change. So what we've done is we've taken the top 10 methods in the world that are for releasing things within yourself, and we've put them all together. So you're going to learn, equivalent of 10 or possibly up to 15 courses that you could buy somewhere else for way more money and condense them all together. And what that means is that if one thing doesn't work for you, something else definitely will work for you. Okay, so there's no question about it that something out of all we're teaching is going to work for you. And if it doesn't, no worries, you can get a refund, or we'll even pay you for trying it, So we're completely confident, but I honestly can't see how this wouldn't work for you, because each one of these is so extremely powerful. And if you just go through the process, if you just show up and do the exercises, we're going to ask you questions and you write things. Just being there on the calls and doing those exercises there and then live on the call is going to work. We've seen this with so many clients and in our own lives. So honestly, Josh, give you anything to say about that?
Well, yeah, you know, I remember when I first started my coaching practice and I started working with people, and you know, it took me a little while to really understand and figure out that, you know, what's really going on with most people is exactly what you were sharing just a moment ago, Michael, is that, you know, it's usually just something you need to let go. It usually boils down to that. You know, it's important to have these structures of how to make things happen in your life, and that's all important. And, you know, to be quite honest, you know, we have a large saturation of that kind of information in our world. Of how do you get things done? How do you make things happen? The thing is that if you have like a core belief about yourself, right, a belief around who you are and what you're capable of or what you're not capable of, if you at any point have concluded in your life story that you don't deserve to experience maybe certain levels of monetary gains, right, monetary success, or you don't really deserve or you're not worthy to enjoy a very fulfilling, juicy, wonderful, and a fun relationship, you know, it doesn't matter how many ways you implement, you know, these some people I know in the guy world, you know, some guys tune into, well, how do you pick up a girl, you know? And the thing is that if they have a low self-image, if they have beliefs about themselves that don't allow them to just shine and be who they are, it doesn't matter what kind of techniques they use. It doesn't matter what kind of techniques you use to manifest or do all these other things if your unconscious mind is not in alignment with those things. Because your unconscious mind, where you store all of those beliefs, that's your power center, and that's what's controlling your behaviors and most of everything that's going on in your world. So, you know, just to kind of give you a picture here, you know, I remember working like one of my clients. I had many different stories around this as far as just the power of letting things go. But I had one client who was a CEO of a very well-known company. And, of course, I can't name any names here. But she, you know, as successful as she was in being able to make things happen, you know, a lot of it, what we uncovered as we went deeper into the coaching process was most of it was being driven by her overcompensating because of this belief inside of her that she'll never be good enough, right? So her compensating behavior was to just go gung-ho and try to make things happen and just, you know, go, 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 and but still never feeling like she could just rest and be herself because she always felt that she wasn't good enough and she always had to do something, right, to show and prove that she was. She didn't experience peace in her life. You know, some people think that, oh, well, you know, if I had it all, if I had this much money and all this stuff, then it's all good and done, right? But the truth is that there's a lot of people that are not experiencing fulfillment in their lives, that have a lot of money, that are working on high levels in our society and in corporations and different businesses and different positions, leadership positions, that aren't able to simply rest in their own being. So we went deep into that particular core belief. We applied some of the methods that we put into this particular training, and very, very quickly, okay, and a lot of the people that I work with happen to be people that have worked with psychotherapists, have done all sorts of other methods, and nothing's really worked for them. And so, you know, by the time that we worked together, within the first month, we made massive, massive shifts in restructuring her unconscious mind and how she was holding this belief in place and how it was expressing itself. And by the second month and then the third month, she felt totally free to just be herself. There was nothing to prove. There was nothing she had to do to own her worth, to feel good enough, to just be herself. Now, you know, that, again, a lot of times, you know, we want to hear these stories about, you know, how much money they made or how much of all this stuff were manifested. But I wanted to share this story with you because, you know, we don't realize as well just how much suffering we go through inside when we have these kind of limiting beliefs. We have these ceilings around us and we don't allow ourselves to just shine and live life open. right, and understand that it's perfectly safe and wonderful to live your life wide open. So, you know, this is what's possible. This is what's possible when we let go and we release whatever's holding us back from just doing whatever it is that we want to experience, right, in our life, and being able to rest in that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just don't want you to lose this opportunity, because this is our last call we're doing. That we're going to shut down the blog, so that's we have to close that down. That won't be available. All the information we've given away, and we're just going to be focusing on this Releasing the Brakes Elite Coaching. So if you're listening to us now, you've gone through this whole call, you're still listening to us now. Why are you listening to us? Because you want to release your brakes. And what have we got for you? Best method ever to releasing your brakes, absolutely guaranteed. And we put our heart and soul into making this the most powerful thing we've ever done to date. So I'm going to encourage you right now to go over to releasingthebrakes.com/open, watch the video, and just join the course. We'd love to have you on the course, you know. We know you're up for this, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to us, you know. So let's just get to it. You know, you're here for a reason. You've attracted us, we've attracted you, we're doing the course, you know. There's no reason not to do this at all. So just trust us, trust yourself, take this opportunity, take a risk, you know. Go for it. You know we're cool people, you know we're here to help you, you know, we've checked into our stuff, you know. So go for it. We want you on the call. We love you a lot. Our whole life's purpose is to help people release their brakes and have wonderful lives. You know, we're not doing this for the money, otherwise we could be bankers or something. We're doing it because we want to help people. That's our mission in the world. So we're here for you. Go for it, go for it, go for it. Don't wait around and second guess yourself. Just go and sign up. Go and sign up and enjoy. We've got, what more can we say? We want to have you on the call so we can listen to you, we can share. We want to be talking about your success stories on other calls in the future. Okay, there's these people, they listen to us live, they decided to sign up, they weren't sure, but they did it anyway, and then they had these amazing changes and totally transformed their lives. We want to talk about you as a case study in the future, and we're totally here 10,000% to help you go through this beautiful journey so you can finally release those heavy bondages and baggages and really have that beautiful life that you deserve.
Yeah.
You know? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, blessings, my friends. Thank you so much for being here. Go ahead and sign up, and we look forward to talking to you on the other side and join the forum and chat to the other people who have already signed up. And we'll be talking to you on the inside.
Yeah.
So until then, have a wonderful evening, and we'll speak to you very soon.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Blessings. Ciao.
Aloha. Bye bye.